So, does everybody have a little bit of discomfort somewhere that you would like to work with tonight? Anna, you're feeling totally relaxed.
If I sit still, I don't have any pain. But if I like do this, I do. So
Well,
I'll manufacture some.
don't cause pain. You can do this with other sensations that are not pain also. So just follow along with non-painful sensations. Should anything arise, then you can limit your focus more to the discomfort. But certainly don't create it unnecessarily. So we'll begin by stretching up and settling into a comfortable posture. As comfortable as can be with discomfort going on. There's no need to make it worse by trying to strain into a posture that is not comfortable. And bring your attention to body space. We're going to be working in feel out space. For those of you just joining us, we're working with pain and discomfort. So if you have any discomfort in your body, we're going to be narrowing the focus in our bodies to what is uncomfortable. If there's nothing uncomfortable, then go with what's not uncomfortable, with what's pleasant. So our attention is in our body. We're going to note unpleasant sensations, but instead of noting them as feel, we're going to note the location in the body. So the same rhythm of noting, of noticing, labeling, soaking in briefly, releasing, and starting over. But your labels are going to be location oriented, hand, foot, head, like that. And it's okay if there's one discomfort that you particularly want to work with, if that's all you note is that one discomfort. You don't have to notice everything. You don't have to be moving around the body. But if you have discomfort in various places, it's your choice if you want to include them all in your noting. And a reminder for those who find it challenging to find words for labels, you can do a visual sort of labeling where you imagine where in your body you can create a sort of mental map, body map, and light up or pinpoint the locations with as much precision as you can. Thoughts and emotions are in the background. Information about the sensations is in the background. example, if you're tempted to think, oh, this is from when I did that, that is a thought that can be in the background. If you find your attention is drawn to the same region over and over, then see if you can become even more detailed in locating where within that region. It's in your hand. What part of your hand? And then zoom in on that. Can you find more detail within that sensation? Divide and conquer. How small can you divide the sensation? It may not have more divisions. Don't try to create what's not there. But it can be interesting to explore gaining more and more clarity about the locations. If you become distracted by thoughts or emotions, as soon as you notice, bring your attention back to body space and continue to note locations of unpleasant sensations. Good. Carry on with locations for another couple of minutes. So we're going to move on to step two now. If you feel like you want to do that, otherwise continue to note locations. But if you feel like you want to move on, the next step is to continue to note the body sensations, but with particular interest to whether they are flowing or stable. Either there is some kind of change or movement, or there is not. So continue to note, let your attention be drawn to sensations, specifically the unpleasant sensations you've chosen to work with. But instead of being interested in the location, you're really more interested in stable or flow. So that's your label. You still want to spend a little time soaking into that. It might take some exploration to be able to determine if it's stable or flowing. This is an exploration. This is looking into what we're experiencing. It's not necessarily clear cut. So take a few seconds with each sensation. And label it as one or the other. There's not a right or wrong. This is about what you perceive. So if you don't perceive any flow, don't tell yourself it's got to be there somewhere. If you don't perceive it, it's stable. So stable or flowing. Do that for a few minutes. if this becomes too confusing or distressing in any way, go back to noting body locations. Don't worry about flow or stability. You do want to stay with flow and stability. Understand that it's not always that easy to tell, so don't stress about getting it right. If you're really not sure, you can just not label and go on to the next sensation. We're being curious here. We're not trying to dig anything up. Now, if you're finding that pleasant or easy and want to continue with it, or for whatever reason you want to continue doing that, go ahead. If you'd like to, you can also start exploring how you can align yourself with the flow or stability. So if there's a place that's flowing, that's easy to notice, try really diving into the change, not into the pleasant or unpleasant aspect, but get more and more curious about the change. Less and less interest in location. And allow your inner self to flow along with that change. Let it massage you in however small or large an area the flow is taking up. Give yourself to the flow. And if you're more drawn towards stability, give yourself to that. See if you can Let your body slow down to that speed of unchanging solidity. Entering a timeless moment. Allow all of experience to solidify around that solid experience. Or to stabilize, I should say, around that stable experience. So either flow or stability, as you prefer. Give yourself up to it. Or go back to the second or the first step whenever you want to. Thank you. Let's have a little feedback on that. What was your experience? Oh, wait, let me turn the recording off.